Well, good evening, guys. And I must say, San Miguel is screwing with my brain. But this is something I'd like the younger men to listen to. And this is from a man who's seen many sunsets and sunrises and been with a flotilla of femons. That's not the right word, is it? Never mind. That's San Miguel for you. Generally speaking, young men, femons are fake. Not all of them, of course. But most of them. Think about it, guys. How can you trust somebody who wears a mask from a very early age, basically until they die of old age? And all it means is that their makeup goes over the lines on their lips and their eyebrows get higher on their heads as they get older. They generally always dye their hair to try and fool you about their age. Some femons dye their hair until they die. In other words, their full grey head of hair, but you'll never see it. And if they were supposed to be such a beautiful species, then why would they have to wear makeup all the time? Then it does make me laugh at these femons that say, "This video I'm not wearing any makeup." Yeah, right. They are wearing makeup, and they're also using the filters as well. So yet another lie. The only real time I've seen femons without makeup that look quite attractive is when they're very young, because they have a natural glow about them. But mostly older femons basically look quite plain Jane without makeup. This is something else to watch out for, young men. Throughout my life, I've seen this happen more often than not. When a femon's going to get a divorce from a man, or split up with a long-term relationship, they will always sort the other man out first, before doing anything in the marriage or the relationship, so they can transition from one man to the other very quickly. In contrast, a man, when he splits up with a femon, or gets divorced from his wife, needs time, because the man actually had deep feelings for the femon. So you young men should stop believing that femons have emotions. They're quite cold in their actions, but they are emotional, which is different altogether. Femons remind me of the Venus flytrap. It may look and smell enticing, but it is only a trap, and it's death for a fly. Some flies actually do escape. Are you going to be one of those flies?